Now let's get back to our broadcast partners. As promised, Rabbi Yoel Karin in Jerusalem. And Rabbi, we haven't talked in a couple of weeks. I wanted to update everybody on what may be going on. I do know there has been some activity at the Western Wall. Now, the Western Wall is where the Jewish people will go and pray, since the mass majority of them have not been able to go up onto the Temple Mount, which is really where they should be praying. But that's a retaining wall that Herod the Great built about 2,000 years ago. And that's a very sacred site because all the Jews go there. But I understand there's been some real commotion. A group of ladies who are trying to do what the men do. And of course, the Orthodox Jews are not going to allow that to happen. But they've really almost started some riots down there, have they not?
Yeah, more than almost. This last Rosh Chodesh, what we call in Hebrew the new month or the new moon, the biblically mandated new moon, this is when these women show up to pray. They come once a month on the first of the month every month, and they've been doing this for about 25 years, and no one really cared what they were doing. They weren't bothering anyone, but they wear, some of them are from these liberal sects of Judaism that are sort of like, you know, no different than any other religion that has its own, you know, more conservative and more literal, as opposed to more liberal sects that don't really believe anything about the particular religion they belong to. It's just a nice tradition to carry on for them. And so a lot of these women are from these groups, and they want to, traditionally a man wears a four-cornered garment, what's called a talit, with fringes on the end of it, as biblically mandated. And these women have begun to wear these also. Now the truth is, in the strict interpretation of Jewish law and Torah law, there's nothing wrong with a woman doing that. They are exempt from it, but they can do it if they wish to. And just traditionally, women, not very many women throughout history have done this. And the same thing goes with the tefillin, the boxes with the parchments with the scriptures on them that are bound to the arms and the head, as also biblically mandated in the Torah. They're wearing these as well. And this, to the ultra-Orthodox Jews, this is an affront, because they don't believe that anything should be changed. Everything should be exactly as it is, even if the Torah demands that it be changed. And that's why these are the same people, these same ultra-Orthodox, are the ones who fight and curse at people like me for going up to the Temple Mount, because that's something new, it's something foreign to them, and they demand that nothing ever change. To them, that's what's sacred, is that everything stay the same. I think it was 2 weeks ago now, was the beginning of the month, these women showed up, and all of these ultra-Orthodox rabbis had hundreds and hundreds of people, protesters, bust in to try to prevent these women from reaching the Western Wall. And they threw chairs, they threw rocks, they threw water bottles, they threw coffee at them, they cursed, they spit, you name it. Two police officers were injured. Just terrible, terrible behavior. But you know what? Whenever something bad like that happens, something terrible happens, on the other side, there's, out of nowhere, comes good. And I've seen it time and time again. Whenever these women who seek to ultimately, what they're doing, like I said, according to Jewish law, much of it isn't forbidden, but their purpose is to undermine the foundation of Torah, of Judaism and the faith in the Bible. That's what their real purpose is, and to make us just like any other secular humanist state. That's what they want. And you know, the ultra-Orthodox are fighting them on this. But every time their issue gets brought up, somehow in tandem with it, the Temple Mount gets brought up. It's not their issue. It's the last thing they want brought up in connection with their movement. But it always gets brought up. Well, if we have to guarantee these people's rights to pray at a Jewish holy site in the manner they see fit, then we have to guarantee all Jews' rights to pray at every holy site in the manner that they see fit, and that would include the Temple Mount. And this is what we're beginning to hear in the Knesset, and in the Justice Ministry, and in the police. And so that is an incredible blessing, and it's almost a miracle that it's coming from some sort of a rebellious, anti-God, anti-Bible group on both sides. The two sides that are fighting are both working against the holy prophetic biblical purpose, but they're bringing it about.
Wow, that is neat. Out of opposition comes opportunity to do biblical activities. That's great. Hey, talk to me. John Kerry has been in the Middle East. He's trying to put back together the peace talks that have been in the deep freeze for a long time. Is it going, if they do get these talks back on track, is it going to make any difference as it relates to the Jewish people wanting to get up onto the Temple Mount? Will that hinder it, or will it help it, or just be neutral?
I think his main concern right now is wanting to freeze building and expansion of settlements and of Jewish cities in Judea and Samaria. That's his, I think, the thing that he's pushing right now. And in return for that, in return for us deciding to not grow and to stifle the building of our nation, the Palestinians, the so-called Palestinians, would give us the wonderful, wonderful gift of agreeing to negotiate with us. So, you know, every few years one of these guys comes over here thinking that they have the lever big enough that can move the stone, and they can't move us. We're not going anywhere.
That is absolutely for sure. Well, but does not the United States, the European Union, the United Nations believe that actually the old city, which is where the Temple Mount is located, that's a Jewish settlement, and that would be a part of these negotiations as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. If it was, listen, if Olmert was still prime minister, he would have ceded sovereignty over the Temple Mount long ago. He did everything he could to degrade our sovereignty there, and thank God he was removed through almost miraculous means. But you know, it's the same thing. That's why my daughter's passport, her U.S. passport, she says she was not born in a country. She was born in Jerusalem, but they don't fill in the country line. The United States government will not fill in the country line because they won't admit that Jerusalem, any part of Jerusalem, is Israel.
Wow, that is an interesting commentary on what is happening today. The Gentile world leaders controlling the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and the Jewish people. Rabbi, thank you so very much for this update. We'll keep in contact with you. Let us know if there's some other things we need to be covering. But thank you, and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. I'll let you know.